We spoke to Haley. She was in a tricky work situation she's trying to sort out. Boss's husband. Friends were really no help with any of that. And so, Kelly, if you do you remember, like, talking to her, right?
We kind of landed on telling her to possibly go to HR, maybe record conversations for proof that he was being inappropriate. Also make sure others are around when she's got to talk to him. Because this guy would, like, show up, you know, at least once a week to the office and walk around like he owned the joint.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was the boss's husband. So yeah. She didn't really know what to do about it.
Right. And he'd, I guess, like, hit on her.
Yeah.
And stuff like that.
Outfits.
Yeah.
Lots
yeah.
of inappropriate
and,
comments.
And she even admitted, she's like, look, he's an attractive guy. And I think this is going beyond just being nice because right. he is nice to other people and nice to a lot of people at work. But
not the way he was nice to her.
Right. Right. So we were kind of following up with her. We were checking in on her. We finally got an update.
She says, hey, Ben and Kelly, thank you for all your help, but I think I may have made things worse.
That's not good.
I decided I was going to do what a lot of you suggested and just tell him the next time he flirts with me to please stop because it makes me uncomfortable.
Good. Stop there. It's done.
Oh, no. He stopped by the office earlier this week to bring my boss some lunch. He did his typical walkthrough, stopped at my desk, smiled, asked how I was doing,
mm-hmm.
and then told me the perfume I was wearing smelled really great and that he loved the way my outfit looked on me.
Okay.
I thanked him and then awkwardly told him that while I appreciate his comments, I didn't feel comfortable with him making them at work.
Okay. I mean, hey, that's good.
That seems valid.
That
right?
seems valid, right? Stop there. Stop
I don't
there.
Think that I was very convincing because he apologized and assured me that he meant no disrespect. And then he literally asked me if he could buy me a drink and we could talk about it outside of work.
Oh.
Oh. He was just taking that as a challenge. Ben and Kelly, I swear, I don't know what I was thinking, but I agreed and we met for drinks.
Oh my gosh.
We talked about my future with the company, how he knows that I'm on the right path, et cetera, et cetera. I'm going to get roasted for what I'm going to say next.
No.
But we met.
No.
We had drinks.
No.
He drove me back to my apartment.
No.
And we kissed.
No.
I told him afterwards it was a mistake. He said not to worry about it, that I would be set up at work. Why did I do that? The next day, my boss wasn't there, was working from our other office in another city, so she was remote. I don't do this. I don't know why I allowed him to kiss me. Now I think I have to quit and find another job.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what you, yeah.
I'm only yes. updating you because you kept asking and I don't want any more help because obviously I can't listen and do it right. Ugh. I'm going to go into hibernation now.
Oh, Haley.
Okay.
All right. Yes, I do. I'm not going to leave the fact that her boss's husband is just a scumbag.
Absolutely. And when he invited her to drinks after outside of work,
so he
that right there leaped right. over the line.
Right. And he obviously knew that his wife, a.k.a. Haley's boss, was probably in transit up to the other workstation.
Yeah.
My gosh.
Yeah.
My gosh.
Yeah. Oh, Haley.
And you know what? Look, I don't know how I don't know, I don't know her situation. It sounds like she's very remorseful, and it was a moment of weakness.
Hindsight is always 20/20, but she went from being like straight total victim to being a participant.
Yeah.
In cheating behavior.
I got a text from E who says, "Tell Haley that my job is hiring." LOL.
Oh. Okay. So there's some options. Your village is still around you.
Your village is still around
you. We're still rallying.
But we all realize that you cannot work there any longer. There's nothing good that's going to happen from that, right?
No, because then he's going to continue with the behavior that was there before.
Well, that, and he's got something on her.
Exactly.
And so,
because now he can say she kissed me.
Well, yes, and the fact that yes, and Haley may, if she stays, she may see some great things happen, quote, great things happen to her at work. Maybe she gets an upgraded office. Maybe she even gets a pay raise, whatever.
But now she's always gonna wonder, did she earn it?
No, it's not gonna be worth it. Yeah. It's not gonna be worth it because now she's gonna be under his thumb and she's not gonna know, she's not gonna be able to interact with her boss anymore.
Yeah, he's always gonna be pulling the strings.
Yep. Yep. Oh my gosh.
Good.
Yeah,
oh,
well, Haley, you're right. You may have made things worse, but I do honestly, I appreciate you being honest with yourself, honest with us. And
maybe, you know, like hearing that said out loud just drives home, let's not in the future kiss bosses or bosses' husbands.
Or bosses' husbands.
Yeah.
And something tells me that this ain't the first rodeo for her boss's husband either.
Well, no. No, she sounds like his flavor of the month or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, Haley, thank you for reaching out and following up with us.
Maybe we could set you up with E from LJ.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, Andrew the Love Doctor even checks in on text and says, what the heck is wrong with people? That is why us men are single.
Okay.
Well, all right. All right. So, hey, thank you for the update. That's your update on group therapy on 99.7 DJX.